Real World Radio.
The Mexican people say you're not alone. A large demonstration took place in Mexico City to support Andrés Manuel López Obrador on Sunday. The Mexican House of Representatives recently withdrew López Obrador's political immunity as the mayor of Mexico City, jeopardizing his candidacy as a left-wing candidate for the upcoming presidential elections. Real World Radio's correspondent was present at Zócalo Square in FD, where 1.5 million people gathered to express their solidarity with López Obrador to tell him he is not alone in this crucial moment for the politics of the country. Nearly 1.5 million Mexicans took to the streets of Mexico City on Sunday, demonstrating in support of Mexico City's Mayor Manuel López Obrador. The Mexican House of Representatives withdrew his political immunity, which some people considered to be an anticipated electoral fraud, because Obrador, who was going to run for the presidency for the PDR party, with many possibilities of winning, defeating the ruling right-wing party, PAN, which currently rules in agreement with the PRI, the party that ruled Mexico throughout the 20th century. The situation has irritated the Mexican people and made them go out to the streets in all states in Mexico's main cities. However, what happened here in the Federal District was truly overwhelming. All the Mexicans we have spoken to recognize this has been the largest popular demonstration in Mexico's history. 1.5 million people who are not called by political organizations or parties demonstrated solely to show their solidarity with this man who has been attacked by Mexico's most conservative political sectors. It was truly overwhelming. At the end of the act, we heard people sing Mexican anthem a cappella with great emotion, with a patriotic feeling that is typical in Mexicans. Despite there was no watchword in this march, You're Not Alone was present throughout Obrador's speech. Unlike what many might have expected, it wasn't a speech of revenge, it was a soothing and calm speech, but with strong convictions. The whole process was strongly questioned, even by sectors outside the political parties, such as the Zapatista movement in Chiapas. This issue has shaken Mexico in the last few days, and this strategy of an anticipated electoral fraud has turned against its promoters, because it has only increased the popularity of Obrador, who can be the next Mexican president if this judicial process he is undergoing allows him to run for the elections. If he is not allowed to run for president, something could happen in Mexico.
Real World Radio.